The question was asked, we say that in order for wine not to have the problem of stam yenam, of wine that was touched or accessed by a non-Jew, it must be mevushal, because it says that just as in the temple they wouldn't libate wine if it was cooked, if it was mevushal, by the same token, the pagans wouldn't libate it if it was mevushal, because cooking it decreases the value of the wine. So the question was asked, is pasteurization considered mevushal? So as far as I understand factually, the great connoisseurs of wine say that cooking wine really makes it less good. I know nothing about wine, but that's what they say, just as the Talmud says. when they pasteurize wine, what I understood is that they bring it to the boiling point for a split second and then they cool it down. Because if it stays at that point more than that, then it starts hurting the wine. So they bring it to the boiling point and bring it down. And therefore, there's a discussion, a machlokas, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, whether pasteurization constitutes mevushal. Whether the fact that it's been pasteurized makes it as though it was cooked. Is that the cooking that the Talmud meant? Being that it's not being diminished in quantity, there's very little that evaporates because you bring down the temperature right away. So the way we approach this generally is that when possible, we don't enter the question. Meaning, I recommend when people get married, their wine should be mevushal. There are some wines where it says it was mevushal. It means it was cooked. Other wines, the Heksher writes, mevushal al yedei pistur. This is mevushal because it was pasteurized. So when necessary, we rely on the opinion that pasteurization equals mevushal. I was once at a wedding where the chatan was a ger. So his father and mother who were standing up there, they were not Jewish. So if they shake the table, if they move the table with a cup of wine, so then you have a problem. So I always recommend that the wine you use at a wedding should be mevushal. But at that wedding, someone ran over to me and said, "This wine is not mevushal." One of the students ran up and said, "The wine is not mevushal up there." So it was too late. We couldn't do anything about it without embarrassing people, obviously. But the wine was mefustar. So when necessary, we do rely on it that pasteurization equals mevushal. When possible, we take the more broader approach. We encompass all opinions and we don't rely on it. There are kashrus agencies that rely on it lechatchila. There are kashrus agencies that say, we go with the opinion that pasteurization equals cooking it, and that's okay halachically, and they have who to rely on.